Thank you. Well, thanks to this weekend, my love for the Chinese people is deepening.
非常感谢这周末我更加的爱中国人。
Is getting deeper and deeper.
而且对你们的爱是越来越深。You
have been great fun.
你们是一群很好、很欢乐的人。
You have a very powerful voice.
我有一个很好的声音。
There's an echo.
有回音。
Let's try that again.
我们再试一下。
The echo.
有回音。
Echo.
有回音。
Echo.
有回音。
Is gone.
哦，没有了。
Okay. What I'd like to do again.
我想做的一件事。
Since you very kindly filled out the two available pages I had,
我有两个单子，你们很乐意的为我填上。
And what fascinated me is nobody gave us your telephone number.
最不可思议是没有人给我你们的电话号码。
Since I love you so much, I won't be able to call you.
我虽然很爱你，可是没有办法一日联络，因为你没有电话号码。
But you did give me your emails.
可是你把你的电子邮件给我了。If
you, so I improvised and made two more pages.
我再多预备两张。
And if you're interested in the Chinese version of our workbook,
如果你对我们的学员的那个手册有中文的有兴趣,
which is a Bible study workbook,
是一个基督徒的一个手册,
we can email you the free copy.
Okay, 免费的寄给你。
If you want, now listen carefully to this.
请仔细的听。
If you want the curriculum we're using in Beijing, which is in Chinese and English,
如果你要我们在北京用是中英文的这个系列的这个材料,
right next to your name, curriculum, and we'll send it to you.
请你注明一下，然后我们会把它寄给你。
If you want the workbook, which is a Bible study workbook,
如果你只要查经的材料,
write workbook.
请写材料。
Got it?
请大家清楚地注明你所要的。
If you want both,
如果你两个都想要,
that'll cost you $1,000.
你要付3000万的钱。
If you want both, just write both.
如果你要就写下两个你都想要。
And so we started it over there, so we'll start it over here.
我们会从这头开始。
You moved.
你换位置了。
So I understand that I have to finish at 10:40.
我了解到我必须在10:40结束。
10:40, I think that's correct. Is that correct?
10:40.
Oh my.
Wow.
Have courage.
要有信心。
It's a good long time.
是一个很长的一段时间。
We'll have a break.
我会有一个休息时间。
Have a 5-minute break.
5分钟的休息时间。
And also, if you want information on what we do in Beijing,
如果你对我们在北京的工作有兴趣,
these are in back.
这是我们有一些单张。
So we're going to continue to talk about the Trinity.
我继续想要跟大家分享三一真理。
And then we'll transition to a talk on our other-centered God.
然后我们讲到以其他为中心的神。
When it comes to our sin,
当我们提到罪的时候,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have a different reaction, in a sense.
圣父、圣子、圣灵对罪都有不同的回应。
Scripture teaches that the Father is satisfied with the issue of human sin.
圣经里面提到圣父对人的罪的问题还算满意。
He cannot help but be satisfied.
他没有办法不满意。
Because his infinitely loved Son has died for our wrongdoing.
因为他的爱子为我们的罪已经死了。
If the Father is not satisfied, he betrays the death of his own Son.
如果父不对此满意的话，他对他儿子的牺牲真的是觉得不应该。
This is critically important to understand.
这是我们必须要认真的认识的真理。
The Father is at peace over human sin.
神对我们的罪已经能够接纳。
The great issue now for the world is this.
我们在世界上最大的问题是,
What will the world do with the Son of God who has died for humanity?
世人会, that is the issue. 世人会如何为耶稣基督为世人所做的牺牲来回应?
There is no other issue.
没有其他的问题存在。
What will the world do with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has died for all of humanity?
世人会为这为世人死的耶稣基督有怎样的回应?
The Son has satisfied the Father, propitiated the Father.
是使父的心意得到满足。
And the Holy Spirit, though, has the difficult task.
可是圣灵却有一个艰巨的工作。
Scripture tells us the Holy Spirit is in pain when we sin.
圣经里面提到圣灵当我们犯罪的时候为我们在叹息。
He dwells within us and he wants to conform us to Christ.
圣灵住在我们当中他要使我们变得像主耶稣基督。
Now all of these reactions are in harmony.
这三一神的回应是合一的。
The reactions are based on the ministry of the different members of the Trinity.
因为根据这三位位格的不同，他们有不同的反应。
The Father is the judge of all.
天父是那个审判者。
He is satisfied.
他觉得满意。
The Son is the sacrifice. He has done the satisfying.
主是那个牺牲品，他已经为我们牺牲。
And the Holy Spirit is the agent of our sanctification, making us like Christ.
圣灵就是那位使我们成圣的，像耶稣一样。
There is this wonderful symbol, picture presented in Revelation 5-6.
在启示录里面有很清楚的意象让我们看见。
And it describes a scene in heaven that John, the writer of the book of Revelation, sees.
他是讲到启示录的作者老约翰所看到的一个意象。
He sees a throne and upon it sits God the Father.
他看到宝座上坐着我们的天父。
Around him in a circle are 24 elders.
在他宝座里面有24位长老。
Surrounding the throne are four living creatures.
围着这个宝座有四个活物。
Then a question is asked, who is worthy to open up the scroll of God's future?
然后讲到说为未来的是谁有这样的权柄来打开这个书卷。
Who can open up the scroll that has God's plan for the future described within it?
谁打开这个神对未来的一个印象的一个书卷。
And the answer appears in a little lamb.
这个答案就在一个小羊身上。
And John writes,
约翰写道,
In Greek it says, And I saw in the middle of the throne,
在希腊文讲到, 我看到在宝座的中间,
With the four living creatures,
有四活活物,
And the elders,
在长老,
I am now having a blinding experience. I must have been taken to heaven.
看不到。
Could you turn the lights down a little bit?
请把它关一下。
I am an old man with weak eyes.
我是一个老人家，眼力不好，视力不好。
A little bit. Ah, good. Now I can nap.
Okay, 现在我很好。
And a lamb was standing in the middle of the throne.
羊就在宝座的当中。
In Greek, it's interesting.
在希腊文很有意思。
It's called a diminutive, which describes the lamb. It's a little lamb.
是形容的是一只小羊。
Not a big lamb.
不是大的。
A little lamb that cannot defend itself.
是小羊是无助的，没有办法自己自卫的。
And in the Greek construction, and the Greek construction is very strange.
在那个希腊文的文字里面，它的结构很有意思。
The only way you can really translate it, as far as I'm concerned,is a lamb is permanently standing there. He's standing there all the time like one who has just been slain.
对我来说他好像是一只羊已经被杀的羔羊却一直直立在那边。
Do you see the picture?
你看到这图像吗?
There is a lamb in front of God, a small defenseless little lamb.
在上帝的面前有一只的小羊。
Continually, permanently standing there.
长久性的站在上帝的面前。
At the moment of its death.
在他被杀之前。
You slit the throat of a lamb.
你把他的宝座拿开。
The knees buckle, it falls forward.
他的脚就掉到地上。
But the lamb has not fallen forward yet.
可是羊还没有往前。
It has just died.
他只是死了。
At the exact moment of death,
在那时刻,
the knees have not buckled, it has not fallen forward.
他的膝盖还没有掉下来。
The very moment of death,
在死的那刹那,
always standing in front of God,
他一直是俯伏在上帝的面前,
in the very middle of the throne of God.
就在宝座的当中。
What is that saying to us?
那象征什么呢?
If you walked up to God at that very moment,
如果那时你在那里，你走向神
，and said to him, "What do you think of my sin?"
你会问上帝说，你会如何看待我的罪
？He would point at the lamb.
他会指着那只羊
，smile at you.
对你微笑说
，and say, "I am satisfied."
我很满意。
Are you?
你呢
？Are you at peace?
你平安吗？
The most important reality in heaven is the slain lamb.
在天上最真正真实的就是那位被杀的羔羊。
That's the center of heaven.
那就是整个天堂的中心。
The term little lamb is the most common term used for Jesus in the book of Revelation.
在启示录常常用小羊来代表耶稣基督。
And he is in the midst of the throne.
他就在宝座的当中。
It's a wonderful picture to meditate on.
这是我们要去思想的一个美丽的图画。
When you are preoccupied with what you have done wrong in your life,
当你常常为自己的罪在那边苦恼的时候
，ask yourself, what is God the Father preoccupied with?
请想一下，神到底在思想什么呢
？And the answer will be the slain lamb.
的答案就是被杀的羔羊。
He is at peace.
神觉得很满意。
Are you?
你呢?
Have you entered into the peace that the Lamb has provided God the Father?
你进入安息了吗?为这上帝为你预备的这个羔羊。
That is what the Father wants from us.
那是天父对我们的要期待。
He is at peace.
他很满意。
Are we?
我们呢?
Then, In Ephesians 4:30, it's pretty fascinating.
在以弗所书第四章。
I was in some unnamed place in China.
我在一个国内一个无知不知道的地方。
I was taken there by a missionary group in China to teach pastors.
是一个到中国去培养栽培牧师的宣教士带我去的。
House church pastors.
是个在家庭聚会的教会。
And the security, from what I could see, was ridiculously tight.
那里的治安不可思议。
Everybody had to take the battery out of their cell phones.
大家都要把电池从他们手机拿出来。
We were in a place where nobody checked passports.
没有人会查你的护照。
It was an old army base.
基本上是一个军队的基地。
That was being used as a conference center.
是以前现在又作为这个会议中心。
Now, I was a great security risk.
我是 security risk.
I was wonderful because I could not pronounce where I was.
因为我讲不出我所在之地。
So if the security police asked me, where have you been?
当保安问我你到过哪一个地方的时候
I couldn't pronounce it.
我没有办法发音出来。
And they took me there in the middle of the night in a car.
他们是半夜带我去的，是在
So I didn't know where I was.
我其实不知道自己在哪里。
Couldn't pronounce the place.
说不出那个地方的名字。
But I think it was in China.
我想我知道是在中国。
And the most interesting topic
最有趣的题目
occurred.
发生了。
One of the pastors wanted to know about how angry God was.
其中一个人要知道神是如何的震怒。
Because he assumed that God was up in heaven all the time, ripping at his robe over human sin.
在他的印象中，神是一直在天上，一直在对着人类的罪恶非常的愤怒。
And he was taught that every time a person sins, God sort of grabs his heart and has a heart attack.
他被教导说，当我们犯罪，上帝是好像得了心脏病一样。
It's almost as if a great chain went from God's right foot on the throne of heaven all the way down to the earth.
就好像东西从天上掉到地底下一样。
And every time a human being sinned,
每当有人犯罪的时候,
they would pull on that chain,
他们会拉着那个绳子,
and God in heaven would jump.
神就会跳起来。
Another sin.
又来了,又犯罪了。
And he just assumed that God was angry all the time.
这位牧师觉得神一直都是在震怒当中。
Over human sin.
对于人的罪,神一直在发怒当中。
So I told them about what scripture teaches.
我就教导他圣经是如何教导我们的。
God is endlessly patient.
神是无限的忍耐。
The book of Psalms says,
诗篇说道,
that his anger is but for a moment.
他的怒气不过一日之久。
But his satisfaction is forever.
他的满意是永久的。
And God actually practices what he teaches us.
神常常在执行他所教导我们的。
Be angry, don't sin.
生气可是不可以犯罪。
And don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
不要让太阳
下山。Deal with your anger and get rid of it.
生气然后可是不要犯罪。
God dealt with his anger and he got rid of it.
神也对付自己的罪然后把它除去。对自己的怒气。
Christ satisfied him concerning the issue of sin, and he's at peace.
神耶稣已经满足神对义的审判，对罪的审判，神已经满意了。
All he wants to know from humanity is what will you do with Jesus?
神要从人类知道答案，你打算要如何对待耶稣？
And if you don't want any part of Jesus, you can go to hell.
如果你不接纳耶稣的任何一部分，你可以到地狱去。
But if you go to hell, it will not be because of your sin.
如果你到地狱去，不是因为你的罪。
It will be because of the rejection of the Savior.
因为你拒绝了一位救主。
Because you deserve to go there.
因为你是本该去地狱的。
If you don't want any part of a God who would die for you, you deserve to go to hell.
如果你不要一个为你救赎的主，你应该到地狱去。
You certainly should not go to heaven.
你本不应该到地狱去。
Why would you want to go there?
谁要到那里去?
To meet a God who would die for you that you want no part of.
一个为你牺牲的神，可是为什么你不接纳他?
Outer darkness.
出入黑暗。
Because of the rejection of God.On the cross.
因为我们拒绝在十字架上的神。
So there is a person though who is bothered, very much bothered by the sin we produce in our lives.
有一个人对他里面所犯的罪非常非常的在意。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
那位就是圣灵。
And in Ephesians 4:30 it says something very interesting.
在以弗所书四章三十节提到一个很有趣。
Doesn't say the Holy Spirit gets angry.
这里没有讲到圣灵生气。
It says actually the Holy Spirit goes into pain when we sin.
这里提到说当我们犯罪的时候圣灵会担忧。
The Greek word for feeling depressed is the word that's used of the Holy Spirit's reaction to our sin.
他们在用到圣灵担忧的时候就是跟忧郁是同样一个字。
He's trying to make us like Christ.
他想我们像耶稣一样。
And when we frustrate him, he's sad.
当我们使他忧伤的时候，他非常的难过。
Notice what it says in Ephesians 4:30.
注意在以弗所书四章三十节提到。
And all of you, it's referred to the whole church. It says, stop sinning.
他这里是提到全教会，不要再犯罪。
Stop paining, actually.
不要再让使圣灵担忧。
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. He's permanently with you. He can't run away.
你们原是受了他的印记，他等候他救赎日，他一直是在我们里面。
So be nice to him.
对他好一点。
Now it's really striking what seems to bother the Holy Spirit the most in this context in Ephesians 4:30.
从这里我们看到圣灵最担忧的。
What bothers him actually is when we speak evil of one another.
最令圣灵担忧，当我们彼此恶言相待的时候。
When we're bitter and angry with one another.
当我们彼此生气的时候。
And then the Holy Spirit goes into pain, into depression.
圣灵就开始忧虑，开始担忧。
Strikingly, each member of the Trinity has a different response to our sin.
我们三位一体的神对我们的罪都有不同的反应。
Let's take another look at this.
我们从另外一个角度来看。
Looking at our sin again.
讲到我们的罪。
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
They work in harmony, but each of them is doing something slightly different than the other for our benefit.
他们是合一的，可是他们在功能上有不同。
Ah.
好，出来了。
The Father child trains us. He raises us like children.
神管教我们如父管教子一样。
The Son judges us because He is the head of the church.
耶稣是教会的头，所以他对我们有审判。
And the Holy Spirit withholds the fruit of the Spirit from us when we rebel.
当我们悖逆的时候，圣灵就控制他我们所可以结的果子。
The Father is a good Father.
我们的父是一个善良的父。
He pays attention to His children.
他对他的儿女们非常的有耐心。
He freely encourages them.
他不断的鼓励我们。
But He also disciplines them.
可是他也管教我们。
Hebrews 12:7.
希伯来书十二章七节。
In many English Bibles, I do not know what it says in the Chinese Bible, obviously.
我不知道中文怎么写，可是英文圣经里面。
They will have the word discipline. It is for discipline that you endure. Hebrews 12:7.
在英文圣经里面，他会提到管教，就是你要忍耐管教。
But the actual Greek word is comprised of the word for child and the word for training.
在可是在希腊文其实是讲到孩子的训练。
And it means to raise a child in the proper way.
就是说你要用正当的方法来带领一个孩子。
To train a child.
要来训练一个孩子。
The English translation, when it uses the word discipline, gives a misimpression.
有时候我们用这个用那个管教的时候，给我们一个错觉。
Because it sounds like you've joined the Marines.
好像你加入了海军部队。
When you become a Christian.
当你成为一个基督徒，好像你加入了海军部队。
Because that's what the word discipline implies, that you practically join the army.
因为我们在海军我们都会讲到管教，所以那个字就是这样的，有一个这样的意思。
But the term is actually to raise a child properly.
真正的意思是要照着正确的方法来带领一个孩子。
It is for child training that we endure.
是我们要忍耐训练一个孩子。
God deals with you as sons.
神用一个子的方法来带你。
For what son is there whom a father does not child train?
哪有一个父亲不带领他的孩子的。
And it is striking that twice in the book of Hebrews, it talks about God as a child trainer of his own.
有两次在希伯来提到神是一个训练孩子的人。
And if we are without child training, we are illegitimate and not children.
如果我们不是被管理的管教的话，我们就不是子了。
Then there is this fascinating section in Revelation where Jesus talks about his child training of us.
然后讲到耶稣基督对我们就是孩子方面的训练。
And in Revelation 3:19, it's the section where Jesus says, "You're neither hot nor cold, therefore I'm going to throw you, vomit you out of my mouth."
然后讲启示录三章十九节讲到你是不冷不热，我就要把你吐出来。
That's pretty strong language, isn't it?
那是很强的一句话。
The language is so strong, it's supposed to make us stop and go, wow.
那句话应该让我们有一点反思。
That sounds like a threat.
那好像是一个威胁。
And it is.
它的确是。
It's meant to scare us.
那是要来使我们惧怕。
It's not to make us feel really cheerful.
那不是要使我们喜乐的。
If you're neither hot nor cold,
你不冷不热。
Christ will vomit you out of his mouth.
神要把从你口他的口中吐露出来。
And then he says this in Revelation 3:19.
然后在启示录三章十几节他提到。
After saying what I just said.
重复我所说的。
He says in Greek.
在希腊文。
Those whom I like.
我所疼爱的。
I reprove.
我就责备管教他。
He uses a Greek word called phileo.
他用了一个希腊的文 phileo。
It's a word which you use for close relatives that you really like.
这是你对你所爱的亲戚的一个称呼。
He almost sounds like a Chinese father.
他像一个中国人的父亲。
I really love you, so I'm going to yell at you a lot.
他很严厉地说，孩子，我真的很爱你。
But he not only yells, he also comforts, encourages. So if you're a Chinese father,
一个他不但喊一个中国的父亲。
For every one time you yell,
你每一次喊一次的时候。
You have to say 5 encouraging things to that child.
你要说五句话来鼓励那个孩子。
And carry a paper with you.
然后你拿着一张纸。
And say, oh, I yelled once.
哦，我对我的孩子大喊大叫。
Now I owe my child 5 encouraging comments.
我欠五句要来鼓励我孩子的话。
And I owe my child 5 times where I show affection to my child.
我要五次来表示对我表示我对孩子的疼爱。
Then that way I'll be like Jesus.
那你就会越来越像耶稣基督。
And Jesus says, those I like who are my relatives, I reprove. I tell the truth to.
耶稣说我疼爱的我所爱的亲戚我就责备他。
And I child train.
我就像一个孩子这样来训练他。
Be zealous therefore.
而且我们要发热心。
Because I like you and I'm telling you the truth.
因为我爱你，所以我对你讲真实的话。
And have a profound change of heart. Now he's saying this to the Laodicean church.
然后你有一个悔改的心。
Repent. Profound change of heart.
你要悔改，要改变你的心。
But notice that Jesus, as the Lord of the church, evaluates and judges the church by child training.
耶稣借着作为他是教会的头，他是借着像训练一个孩子这样来审判教会。
And the father is a father child trained.
父呢，就像一个父亲训练孩子这样来训练我们。
Again, we have this wonderfully cooperative trinity.
我看到三个是合一的，彼此配搭。
So when you look at the trinity,
当你看三一真神的时候
，And if I were to ask you,
如果我要来问你。
What is the great relationship within the Trinity?
在三一里面有怎么样一个伟大的一个关系？
You would almost certainly say the relationship of God the Father and the Son.
你会提到说是圣父圣子之间的关系。
The Holy Spirit is divine and is a member of the Trinity.
圣灵是神圣的，他是三位一体其中的一个位格。
But the great relationship within the Trinity is the Son-Father-Father-Son relationship.
在整个三一里面最伟大的关系就是圣子跟圣父圣子跟圣父的关系。
And it is the Holy Spirit that is trying to produce that relationship within our hearts.
圣灵就这样子借着他来发展我们跟上帝这样的一个关系。
And what is the purpose of God?
神的目的是什么？
The purpose of God is to reproduce in our lives that wonderful Son-Father-Father-Son relationship.
神的目的就是要在我们生命里面去呈现他跟圣子之间这样美好的关系。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to pour the love of God into our hearts so that we feel love the way the Son of God feels love.
圣灵的功能就是要使我们感受到圣子跟那种美好的关系。
If someone were to walk up to you and say, "What is the ultimate purpose of existence?"
有人问你，我们存在的真正的理由是什么
？Why does the sun come up in the morning?
为什么太阳会早上升起来
？Why is there a universe?
为什么宇宙存在
？Why does she exist?
为什么我存在
？Why do you?
为什么？
为什么？It's the one Chinese word I know.Besides noodles.
除了面条。
Is noodles a Chinese word?
No.
No, no way. Is fortune cookie a Chinese word?
Not that we have those.
But what's the point? What's the purpose?
生中的意义是什么？目的又是什么？
Here's why you breathe.
为什么你会呼吸？
John 17.
约翰福音17章。
Jesus is speaking.
耶稣在说话。
I in them.
我在你们当中。
He's referring to himself.
他是指到自己。
And you and me, Father. He's speaking to his father.
他讲到父亲，你在我里面。
I in them, you in me.
我在你里面，你在我里面。
That we might be, that they might be brought into completion into one.
他们可以完完全全的合而为一。
into a profound unity, one.
成为一个个体。
That the world may know.
这个世界可以知道。
That you sent me.
你差遣了我。
Again, he's very concerned that the world sees.
天父非常的在意这个世界寻求。
God's love and purposes.
神的爱跟神的目的。
And that you have loved them.
你爱他们。
As you have loved me.
就像你爱子我一样。
You have loved them.
你爱世人。
As you love me.
如同你爱我这个子一样。
Let's see.
让我们看。
May I borrow you? Yes.
路门，弟兄。
Yes. Yes, run over here. I'll represent God the Father because I'm older than he is.
我就来代表圣父，我因为比他年纪大。
Are you 66?
你66岁了吗？
Not yet.
还没到。
I can never tell with the Chinese. He could be 80.
我没有办法去辨认中国人的年龄。
Do you know what the purpose of Caucasians are?
你知道白人的目的吗？
Why white people exist?
为什么白人存在？
Our purpose is to age and decay.
我们是要老化。
So people like you will know that death is inevitable.
你们要知道说死是无法避免的。
I'm happy to be of service to you.
我很愿意来为各位服务。
You all look so young.
你们都长得好年轻哦。
But look at me.
看看我吧。
Decay takes place.
已经要老化了。
I'm the warning to you.
我对你是一个警告。
Anyway, forgetting that.
不要忘了。
He's Jesus.
他是耶稣。
Now, is there a young woman here who is a relatively new Christian?
这里有没有啊比较年轻的那个基督徒？
Is there a young woman here who has become a Christian in the last year?
刚刚信主的姐妹 ，young lady.
Last year, be brave.
信主大概一年。
Last year.
请你可以举手，去年才刚刚。
Come on up here.
请你上来。Trudy.
Trudy, that's right, Trudy. Trudy, Trudy, from Beijing.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
Yes, a Chinese citizen.
Yes.
Yes.
I love you more and more.
我越来越爱你。
So this is Jesus.
这是耶稣。
This is God the Father.
这是圣父。
Trudy's a new Christian.
他是一个新的基督徒，刚刚觉知信主。
We're going to explain the purpose of existence to you, to all of us, by using Trudy as an example.
我们要借着这念存来跟你解释存在的意义。
Now, Trudy, I'm going to ask you a theological question.
我会问一个神学问题。
Can the Son ever be the Father, and can the Father ever be the Son?The answer is no.
圣子可以变成圣父，圣父可以变成圣子吗？答案是 no.
Very good.
不可以。
Oh, what a, you belong to a great church. They've trained you well.
你在一个很好的教会，他们训练你的很好。
Now, Madeline's going to be the Holy Spirit.So you're going to have to take that microphone and move.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, you want me to move?
Yes, I want you to move. Oops. Because you're the translator, and that's what the Holy Spirit does, is translate. Come on over.
So you'll tell me what to say.
Yeah, I'll tell you what to say.That's the way it works. God the Father tells the Holy Spirit, and she says it. Now, the reason why we have a woman in the Trinity, just for those who are particular about such things, translate it.
特别在三一里面提到，其中一位是女生，大家可能会在意。
In Scripture, Every member of the Trinity is described using masculine descriptions and feminine descriptions.
其实在三一里面提到三位一体的时候，其实都是用到男性或女性的名词。
For example, in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书
God says,
神说
Nursing mothers may forget their babies who are at their breasts.
喂奶的母亲可能会忘记
But I will never forget you.
可是我却会不会把你遗忘
I mean, isn't that powerful?
那不是充满能力吗?
Because it's impossible for a nursing mother to forget her baby.
因为一个在喂奶的母亲是不会忘记她手中的小孩。
And the Hebrew says, they may forget.
希伯来文说他们即便忘记。
But I'll never forget you.
我不会忘记。
Oh, it's wonderful.
那是真的是美好。
Now, if I said to him,
如果我对王长旦说,
you remind me of a nursing mother. Translate it. Come on, do your job.
I didn't get it. Because your voice is funny.
You remind me of a nursing mother.
你是我喂奶的母亲。He's a baby.
No. He reminds me of a nursing mother.
他提醒我像一个在喂奶的母亲。
He looks uncomfortable.
因为他非常的不安。
But we say that about God, and we're all comfortable with that.
可是我们会这样来评讲述上帝，可是我们却说得很自然。
Aren't we?
我们没有吗?
Because God is more compassionate than the most compassionate of mothers.
神比所有的母亲更加的慈爱。
So in order to just simply emphasize that There are feminine characteristics in the Trinity.
为了强调说三位一体里面也有女性方面的特质。
She's here.
我在这。
She'll be the Holy Spirit. So, Trudy, can the Holy Spirit be God the Father? Become God the Father?
圣灵可以成为圣父吗
？No.
不可以。
Now, Trudy, here's the question.
问题是这个。
If the Son is unique,
如果耶稣是有特别的
，If the Holy Spirit is unique,
是特如果圣父是特别的，圣灵
to herself. If God the Father is unique to himself,
如果圣父是特别的
，and Trudy is made in the image of God,
念纯是照神的形象所造的
，Are you unique?
你是不是也是独一无二的？
Yes.
是的。
There'll never be another Trudy.
再也没有第二个念纯。
In all the history of the universe, there'll never be another Trudy.
在整个历史人类历史不会再出现第二个念纯。
There'll never be another you.
再也不会出现第二个你。
God has designed you to be unique.
神设计你是独一无二的。
Like a member of the Trinity.
就像三位一体一样。
Trudy's become a believer.
现在念纯已经成为一个基督徒。
Come on over this way, Trudy.
请你过来。
Now, Jesus and I share a great friendship.
我跟耶稣基督、圣父跟有很好的关系。
Yeah. We are the best of friends.
我们是最好的朋友。
We've been father and son forever.
我们一直在永恒里面都是父子。
And the father wants to share his relationship with his son with Trudy.
圣父想把他跟圣子的关系分享给念纯。
The son wants to share his relationship with his father with Trudy.
圣子想把他跟上帝的关系分享给念纯。
Trudy has become a believer.
念纯已经成为一个基督徒。
And notice the Holy Spirit is explaining to Trudy what's going on.
然后圣灵在告诉念纯所发生的一切事情。
So Trudy slides right into here when she becomes a Christian.
当念纯成为基督徒，她就是在圣父圣子的当
中。The Father puts his arm around her.
父把他的手放在他的肩膀。
The Son puts his arm around her.
圣子也把他的手放在他的肩膀上。
And they are sharing the quality of relationship they have with Trudy.
他们在分享他们之间跟念存有的密切的关系。
And the Holy Spirit is patting her on the head to make her calm.
圣灵在拍她的头。
The Holy Spirit is invisible. But she's making her feel good.
让她感觉很好。
Now here's the whole purpose of discipleship. This is the purpose of discipleship.
这就是整个做门徒的一个意义。
Trudy?
Yep.
念存。
God the Father has his arm around you.
父的手在你的肩膀上。
Jesus has his arm around you.
圣子的手在你的肩膀上。
What do you do?
你该怎么做？
God the Father has his arm around you.
父的手在你的身上。
Is that right?
Yes! We put your arms back. You're not going to get out of it that easy.
念存的手要到天父的身上。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱，因为他先爱我们。
The purpose of discipleship is to bring a deep response of love out of Trudy.
门徒训练的意义就是从耶稣基督里面的爱从。
She experiences the love of the Father and the Son.
她经历圣父圣子的爱。
The Holy Spirit guides her.
圣灵带领她。
And then when she responds with love and affection,
当她用爱来回应的时候，
she is stepping into the normal Christian life.
她就进入一个正常的基督徒生活。
And you're not being loved with a second-rate love.
你不是第二等的爱。
You're being loved with the love that the Father has for the Son he has for you.
神是用他对他子的爱来爱你。
You have loved them even as you have loved me.
你爱我，爱他们如同你爱我一样。
I mean, isn't that wonderful?
那不是一件很美丽的真理吗？
Wonderful.
这真是美好的真理。
That's the purpose of our existence.
这就是我们存在的意义。
To be loved by the Father the way he loves the Son.
被天父像他爱子这样的爱我们。
Trudy, great job.
念存做得很好，谢谢。
You're welcome. Jesus, good work.
My pleasure.
Yes. That is why the Trinity is so important.
所以为什么三一是非常重要的真理？
By understanding the Trinity, you understand your relationship to God the Father.
当你明白三一真理之后，你就明白你跟圣父圣子的关系。
When you became a child of God,
当你成为神的孩子的时候，
God the Father placed you in Christ.
父把你放在子的里面。
So you would experience life the way the Son of God as a human experiences life.
你就可以经历到耶稣成为人的时候所经历的。
And that we learn to respond to God the Father's love the way Jesus responds.
我们就学会子怎么样回应天父对他的爱。
That's the purpose of the whole thing.
那就是整个三一的意义。
To know the Father's heart.
就是要明白父的心意。
So, let's take a 5-minute break.
我们有五分钟休息的时间。
Because we're going to go on to another topic.
因为我们要转到另外一个题目。
I've got to get to 10:40.
我一定要在10:40分才结束。
So we finished the previous one, we'll be starting a new one. Let's take a 5-minute break.
我们要开始一个新的话题。
Just 5 minutes.
只有五分钟的时间。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you. Good work.
Sorry, because sometimes when you face it, I can't hear. Because the volume is not that good. That's why I...
我们要继续。
I had several excellent questions during the break.
在休息的时候，我被问很多好几个很好的问题。
The young lady over in the second row asked a great question.
在我们这边第二排的姐妹问了一个非常好的问题。
She did her homework.
她有做功课。
I'm proud of you.
我以你为荣。
If you did not do your homework,
如果你没有做你的功课，
I'm not proud of you.
我不以你为荣。
Do your homework.
做你的功课。
Now I have to say 5 nice things to you.
然后我要对你讲鼓励你的话。
And she asked a great question.
她问一个很好的问题。
She said, when God occurs in the rest of the Bible,
她说当上帝在圣经里面出现的时候
should we ask, is it referring to the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit, or just in 1 John?
是不是像我们是不是应该问他是指到父子还是圣灵还是就像约翰福音第四章所提到的
In the rest of the New Testament, always ask yourself the question when you see the word God,Is it referring to the Father or the Son?
在新约圣经当每提到神的时候，基本上是提到圣父。
Most of the time, it's not referring to the Holy Spirit.
通常不是指到圣子、圣灵。Sorry, see, they will know. I told you.
What did they say?
I translate the Son instead of the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
See.
You have done well.
你做得很好。
You have failed.
失败了。It happened all the time.
All the time. Then another question was, a young woman came up.
另外一个一个姐妹也问了一个很好的问题。
And she goes to the International Church in Beijing.
她是在北京里面去了一个国际的教会。
And she's interested in training.
她对训练非常的有兴趣。
In March of 2014 in Beijing,
在三月2014年的时候，在北京。
From my perspective, one of the best discipleship programs that exists will be offered in Beijing.
在从我的观念来说，那之后那段时间有一个在我的里面觉得是最好的门徒训练的一个过程。
I'll be mentioning that in a little bit, but if you want information on that training for friends you have in Beijing.You can email me, and the email is on the back of these brochures.
我肯定会再提一次。可是，如果你对这个训练有兴趣，想邀请你在北京的朋友参加，你可以根据后面的 email 来跟我联络。
And if you write in Chinese, someone will translate it for me.
如果你写中文，会有人帮我翻译的。
So let me share very very quickly more about what we do.
我再一次跟大家分享一下我们的使命。
We are working in Beijing and other cities in China, and we have an ever-growing volunteer team.
我们在中国有很大的工作，我们在那边有越来越多的同工。
And there are two great issues from my perspective for the nation of China.
对我来说，中国大陆有两个最大的问题。
Christian values need to be introduced into the culture.
就是要在他们的文化里面把基督徒的信仰介绍给他们。
Isn't that neat?
那个很有趣吧。
And the second is effective discipleship for the churches has to be practiced.
第二个就是要为家庭教会来预备有效的门徒训练。
I worked very hard to do that.
我花了好多功夫才有这样的一个反应。
So I never only have it occur once.
我不会让它只出现一次。
Took too much work.
因为花太多功夫去准备。
But it represents how.
因为可是它有很重大的意义。
How disciple, if you haven't figured it out, it's one person affecting another person.
那就是讲到说一个人去影响另外一个人。
And our organization with other organizations are involved in both of those things.
我们跟还有跟其他的团队也是都是在这个领域里面。
In this is the Chinese name of them. In China, we're known as the.
Okay.在中国他们被翻译成是国际家庭伦理研究中心。
International Research Center for Family Life. And if you're a Christian counselor and you're interested in working with us in China, please contact me.
如果你是个基督徒的辅导员，你对在工作的事工有兴趣，你也可以跟我们联络。
This is actually on a timer at which I had forgotten to take off.
好，这是我忘了拿走的那个。
What we're doing in China is that we have been asked by the Ministry of Education, the Communist Party in Beijing, and the Association of Counseling and Research to train their mental health workers.
基本上我们就去中国的那个教育部邀请我们就是去帮助他们的心理学的医护人员。
You may not know this, but now every Chinese university student has to take a mental health class.
你可能不知道现在大家在国内的大学里每一个学生们都要拿一个精神的测验。
That started in Beijing.
那是从北京开始的。
The interesting thing is that Christians are training those
最有趣的是基督徒在训练他们这些老师来执行。
Isn't the way of God interesting?
神的道路真的是奇妙。
That Christians, Bible-believing Christians,
相信圣经的基督徒
psychologists and therapists,
不管是心理学家
who love the Lord Jesus Christ,
爱主的这些人
are training the mental health workers of Beijing,
在训练中国的精神工作人员
in the university,
在大学的里面。
It amazes me.
真的是对我来说是不可思议的。
And it was all done by the Chinese inviting us. We had nothing to do with it.
都是中国当局亲自自己来邀请我们，不是我们主动去的。
The reason why is they have the highest suicide rate in the world.
为什么他们会邀请我们呢？因为大学里面有最高的自杀率。
A remarkable woman named Professor Lin issued the invitation.
是有一个叫林教授对我们发出这个邀请。
Professor Lin, that is my wife Carol.
那是我的妻子 Carol.
And Professor Lin was named the senior mental health expert of China in 2011.
林教授他在2006年的时候被评为是最佳的那个精神专家。
And she is the lady we work with.
她是我们一起同工的一个女士。
In the first class we had, mental health class we had, I had a fascinating experience.
在我们第一个心理咨询的培训里面，我有一个很好的经历。
You see the young lady in the purple sweater?
你有看到穿着紫色毛衣的这位姐妹？
We had a break in the class.
我们有一个小组。
She came up to me when no other teachers were around.
她在老师的当中走向前。
And she said,
她对我说，
I must become a Christian.
我一定要成为一个基督徒。
I must become a Christian.
我一定要成为一个基督徒。
And I said, well, that's wonderful, but not now.
我说很好，可是不是现在。
And I said, this is not the place to talk about converting to Christianity.
我说这个不是谈养信仰的地方。
And she said with some irritation,
她很生气地对我说，
I know.
我知道。
But I must become a Christian.
可是我一定要成为一个基督徒。
And I said, well, talk to you after the class.
我说我过后才跟你聊。
She became a Christian.
她成为一个基督徒。
She attends a house church in Beijing.
她参加家庭，在北京的家庭教会。
That has never happened to me in my life.
这在我一生没有发生过的事。
In the second class we had, when I took two other teachers over to teach three different classes.
我带两个老师去教三个不同的课程，在第二天的里面。
You notice the lady in purple?
穿着紫色衣服的。
Our translator led her to the Lord. She's a professor.
她也是一位教授。
The person who converted is a professor at the universities who teaches mental health courses.
她也是在大学的教授，她也是教心理学方面的教授。
Over 1,000 of their counselors have gone through our training.
他们超过1000个辅导员已经参加我们的课程。
And also there is a whole group of organizations that want to use the curriculum we're producing.
很多其他的福音机构也对我们的材料有很大的兴趣。
But also we're involved in discipleship.
我们也在门徒训练有很多的投入。
And it is serious, intense discipleship.
是非常非常严谨的一个基督徒训练。
And it was our discipleship material was translated into Chinese by this Taiwanese woman.
我们的教材是被这位台湾的女性翻译成中文。
She's translated about 20 Christian books, and she translated our discipleship.
她翻译过20本基督徒书籍，所以她也帮我们做翻译的工作。
This is a training in Beijing that we had in 2012.
这是我们在北京2012年的训练。
In that training, we had house church pastor leaders and nuns of all people.
在那里，我们有机场教会的师母，还有我们还有修女。
And about 55 people were trained to use this discipleship approach.
55位被训练来使用这个门徒训练的教材。
House church pastors now are going through this 22-week discipleship pattern. In Beijing.
现在这些家庭教会的牧师正在受这个训练。
This is the group in 2012.
这是2002年的受训的人。
Now, this really touches my heart.
这深深的感动我的心。
You notice I'm holding a woman's hand?
你看着我握着一个女士的手。
I don't go around holding women's hands.
我不会随便捉住一个女性的手。
I'm very Chinese that way.
我是非常中国化。
But that woman is actually a psychology teacher in Beijing.
那位女士是位在北京大学的一个心理学教授。
She was in the first training of mental health workers we did in Beijing.
她有参加过我们在北京的第一个训练。
Four or five years ago.
四五年前已经参加过。
And when she showed up for this training,
当她再一次来参加这个训练的时候
I broke down crying.
我哭了。
She broke down crying.
她也哭了。
Because it was the first time we could freely talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是我们第一次可以自由地谈论耶稣基督。
And now she's arranging more discipleship training in Beijing. In fact, in March 2014, she'll be managing it.
哦，她已经参加过很多的门徒训练，她会为这安排门徒训练，然后在2014年，她就是整个训练的负责人。
If you have any interest in supporting what we do financially,
如果你愿意在金钱上支持我们的事工。
We have been invited to extend what we're doing to only 60 other cities.
我们被邀请到其他60个城市。
And it's largely done almost all by volunteers.
都是义务在工作。
So to do what we're doing, we're just expanding our budget by a mere $24,000 to work with 60 other cities.
我们要在60个地方工作，我们需要带24,000的这样一个经费。
And the reason for that is we have incredibly enthusiastic volunteers.
因为我们有非常热心的这些 volunteer.
Chinese volunteers are great.
基督徒的志愿工作者。
So enough of this.
好，讲够了。
Let us talk about our other-centered God.
我们讲到以其他就是神以外为中心的神。
We've been talking about the Trinity.
我们一直提到三一真神。
And we've already quoted this verse from the previous study.
在我们前面的学习里面，我们已经讲到这段经文。
But the members of the Trinity are other-centered.
在啊，这三位里面有以其他为中心的。
The Father views the Son with great love.
父爱圣子。
The Son is more important to the Father than the Father is to himself. He's other-centered.
子对父来说比父自己更重要，他是以他人为中心。
The Son loves the Father more than he loves himself.
圣子爱圣父多过他爱自己。
The Holy Spirit loves the Father and Son more than he loves himself.
圣灵爱圣父圣子多过圣灵爱自己。
It's wonderful other-centered love.
这是很美妙的以他人为中心。
You can see an illustration of this in John 14.
你可以看到在约翰福音十四章三十节里面的描述。
Jesus speaks.
耶稣说
I will not speak much more with you.
我不会再跟你们讲的很多的事。
For the ruler of the world is coming.
因为这世界的统治者将到。
And he has nothing in me.
他在我身上毫无作用。
But that the world may know that I love the Father.
但这件事是要使世人知道我爱父。
And as the Father gave me commandment.
并知道父怎样吩咐了我。
Even so I do.
我就怎么样做。
Arise and let us go from here.
起来，我们走吧。
Isn't that wonderful, other-centered love?
这不是很奇妙，以他人为中心的爱吗？
The Trinitarian relationship is always based on deep love of the other.
三一的爱总是以其他的人为中心。
It's not selfish.
他不是自私的爱。
Finds great delight in the other.
他以他人为乐。
Wonderful pleasure.
是以他人为喜乐。
And each member of the Trinity loves to glorify the other.
在三位一体的这位每这位三位一体里面都愿意来荣耀其他位格。
This other-centered love that exists within the Trinity is the love that also Jesus Christ has for us. He has other-centered love.
存在三一真神里面的爱也是耶稣以他人为爱的一个中心。
John 13:1.
约翰福音十五章一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover,
在逾越节以前
Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father,
耶稣知道自己离开这个世界回到父那里去的时候到了。
Having loved his own who are in the world,
他既然爱世上属于自己的人
having a delight in them,
就是喜悦他们
finding pleasure in them,
以他们为乐
enjoying them,
很享受他们同在
most amazing statement,
这是一个很伟大的一句话。
Right before the Passover meal with the disciples, Jesus said this.
在门徒享用逾越节晚餐之前，耶稣说了这些话。
And I'll literally quote from the Greek language how he said it.
我就直接从希腊文翻译他怎么说这句话。
With lust, I am lusting to eat this meal with you.
我就是很渴望、渴慕来跟你吃这个逾越节晚餐。
The night before the crucifixion, what was the most important thing to him?
在上十字架之前，对耶稣来说，那个晚上最重要的是什么？
To be with his disciples whom he loved.
就是与他所爱的门徒同在。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他既然爱世上属于自己的人，就爱他们到底。
The Son of God has other-centered love for us.
神甚至对我们有以他人为中心的爱。
He counts you to be very important.
他算你为重要的。
I was teaching in Thailand to a missionary group.
我在对一个在泰国的宣教士分享。
And I said something that got three young men really upset with me.
我说了一些话，使三个年轻人非常非常的生气难过。
They were Caucasians.
他们都是白人。
Frankly, Asians would never have done this.
因为亚洲人不会这么做的。
I had finished lecturing and they came up to explain to me that I was an idiot.
我教导以后，他们觉得我上前告诉我是一个白痴。
They weren't very charming.
他并不是很可爱。
But I had said something they didn't like.
我说了一些他们不喜悦听的话。
And what I had said was, is that our God is humble.
我说到说我们的神是慈悲的，谦卑的。
And that our God counts you to be more important than himself.
就是神以你比他自己更重要。
And that was the sentence that really bothered them.
而这句话却大大的得罪了他们。
I said, he counts you to be more important than himself.
我说他说把你们算为比他更为重要。
And they said, that can't be right.
他说这绝对不正确。
That's wrong.
那是完全的错误。
You're wrong.
你是完全的错。
They were not subtle at all.
他一点都没有迟疑。
There's sometimes where I don't like Caucasians.
所以有时候不喜欢白人。
And I was not in a happy mood either.
那天我心情也不是太好。
I hadn't had my nap.
因为我没有睡午觉。
My naps keep me spiritual.
因为如果睡午觉，我的灵命就比较好一点。
When I teach pastors, I tell them this.
当我教导牧师的时候
，If you can't be spiritual, get a nap.
如果你不可以成为属灵的，你就去睡个觉。
At least you'll be cheerful.
哎，那你这样会比较喜乐一点。
I had not had a nap.
我没有睡午觉。
And I simply said to them, "You are ignorant."
我说你太无知了。
Because this is how Caucasians talk to each other.
因为是白人彼此说话的方式。
You do not know your Bible, nor do you know theology.
你根本不认识神学，也不认识圣经。
And you are telling me that God is a self-absorbed egomaniac.
你告诉我说神是以自我为中心的自恋狂。
And I'm telling you that our God is humble.
我告诉你我们的神是谦卑的。
And he counts you to be more important than himself.
他把你看得比他自己更为重要。
And you don't like that.
而你却不喜悦这样的事实。
Or you're unbiblical.
你根本不属灵，不合乎圣经。
And they disliked me.
他就不喜欢我。
I disliked them.
我也不喜欢他们。
And we were very happy with each other.
我们也对彼此这样的评语很彼此满意。
In a sense, we deserved each other.
我们离弃彼此。
And that's where the conversation ended.
我们的这样的谈话就结束了。
But I would argue from two texts I'll show you that God counts you to be more important than himself.
我会从两处的圣经去证明说真的神看你比他自己更为重要。
And if your heart understands this, your love for God will just grow tremendously.
当你明白这个真理的时候，你对大上帝的爱会不断的增加。
And your pride in Christianity will just grow.
你在你的信仰也会不断的成长。
This world is filled with self-important people.
因为这世界总是以自我为中心的一个世界。
But the God of the Bible is humble.
可是我们圣经里面所提的神是谦卑的。
Verse 28 and 29, we'll look at that quickly.
我们先看28、29节。
Jesus is speaking to his Jewish audience.
他是在跟他的犹太人的这些对象来讲话。
And he says these wonderful truths.
他是讲到一个很真的真理。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, worn out and borne down with rules.
你们所有劳苦担重担的人啊，到我这里来。
And I will give you a refreshment.
我必使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and be discipled by me. He uses the term, be discipled by me.
你们应当负我的轭，向我学习。
For I am gentle.
我心里柔和谦卑。
The word gentle means nice, very, very nice.
就是非常的好，对人很好。
And humble in heart.
然后我的心里面是谦卑。
What does it mean to be humble in heart?
心里面谦卑是什么意思?
A humble person looks at another person.
一个谦卑的人看到另外一个人的时候。
And says, you're more important than I am.
他会对他说，你比我更重要。
I will be nice to you.
我会对你很好。
You will feel relaxed around me because I'm humble.
你在我周围会觉得非常的放松，因为我很温柔谦卑，我的人非常好。
When people sin, they really sin against infinite niceness.
当人犯罪了，其实罪就是对永恒的不好。
That's why sin is sin.
那所以罪就是罪。
Because it's an offense against niceness.
因为我们就不是心里温和谦卑。
And you shall find a refreshment for your souls.
你心里面会得到更新。
For my yoke, what I put on my disciples,
因为我放在门徒的轭
is easy.
那个担子是容易的。
Or actually kindly.
是有怜悯的。
And my load is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
When you see a Christian who is just worn out with service,
当你看到一基督徒被侍奉所累坏的时候，
I sometimes wonder who they're serving.
你会想到他们在侍奉谁呢？
Because his burden is nice, kindly.
因为他的负担应该是怜悯的。
Then we go over to Philippians 2 and we have this amazing thing.
然后我们看到腓立比书另一段很伟大的经文。
Philippians 2, Paul is writing to Christians.
这个是保罗给基督徒的书信。
And he says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.
他说不要自私自利。
But with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself.
也不要单独，也不要突虚荣耀，只要谦卑，个人要看别人比自己强。
Now, it literally means count the other person to be more important than yourself.
基本上它翻译就是把别人看为比自己更重要。
Do not merely look on your own personal things.
个人不要只单顾自己的事。
But also on the things of others, the interests of others.
也要顾到别人的事，别人的利益。
Now notice carefully that that's in yellow.
注意到它是用黄色。
Paul is giving the application of the example which will follow.
保罗是讲到接下来的一个例子。
And he says, have this perspective in you. The word attitude is in Greek, perspective. Have this perspective in yourselves.
也要有这样的意念。
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
因为耶稣基督也是这个样子。
Have this perspective in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. What's the perspective?
要有这样的意念，因为这样的意念也是在耶稣基督的里面，是什么样的一个意念？
Regard the other person as more important than yourself.
就是看别人为比自己更重要。
Is that not astonishing?
这不是不可思议吗？
Christ went to the cross because he considered you more important than himself.
耶稣走上十字架，因为他认为你比他更为重要。
Doesn't that make your heart sing?
那不会让你的心里面感动吗？
You, You are counted to be more important to Christ than himself.
你被耶稣算为比他自己更为重要。
That is wondrous.
这对于我说是不可思议的。
We are filled up with a world of corrupt politicians and dictators.
我们里面充满了许许多多的污秽、无知的统治者。
Who are megalomaniacs.
他们都是控制人的。
The most beautiful thing in this world is Christianity.
最美丽的这世界上拥有的就是基督教。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒,
you should be filled with pride every day.
你应该觉得感到非常的荣幸。
Because you serve a God who counts people to be more important than himself.
因为你在侍奉，也看别人为更重要的神。
It's astonishing.
这对我来说是不可思议的。
It's wondrous.
这是太美奇迹。
Isn't it?
不是吗?
Isn't it?
不是吗?
Yes.
是的。
If you just think about that the rest of your life, you'll be happy.
你接下来日子，如果你单单只想这样的真理，
And I'm serious about it.
我相信你会把它喜乐。
A few times every day.
每天想思想几次。
That it was God dying on the cross for you.
是耶稣为你死在十字架上。
And he counted you to be more important than himself.
他看你比他自己更为重要。
Having this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们应当有这样的意念，这也是耶稣基督的意念。
Who, although he existed in the form of God,
他本来有神的形象。
Did not think equality with God was something to be desperately held on to.
却不持守自己与神平等的地位。
He just set aside any concept of being important.
他放下自以为中心。
And died for us.
为你为我死。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we praise you for the wondrous gift of your Son.
天父，我们为你所赐给我们的圣子来感谢你。
We delight in who you are.
我们祈愿你是我们的神。
And we ask your blessing upon the thoughts of this morning.
我们求你祝福我们今天所分享的。
Take that which is true through your Holy Spirit and apply it to our heart.
借着你的圣灵，让它运行在我们的身上。
If anything that has been said is untrue, may it just disappear from our minds.
如果哪一些是不合乎真理，求你把它除去。
And help us to love you in a more pure way.
帮助我们更圣洁的爱来爱你。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Very good audience.
All right, thank you, Pastor. Dr. Ekman, who is also a pastor. This will actually be his last session with us. So, feel free to go in the back and sign up with that sign up sheet with your contact so he can get in contact with you.
But we don't want your phone numbers.
Not your phone numbers, no. Just your social security and and your credit card number as well.
Yeah.
The one that, you know, the max is $50,000 or something. Anyways, so and thank you, Madeline, for doing an excellent, excellent job translating. I think I learned one new word. but real quick, just for the English-speaking side, so we're going to meet in Kinzer right after this. And that's the only announcement I have.